Malgus inclined his head in grudging thanks.
As for you, Lord Adras,
Angrel said,
I accept your report of the battle.
Thank you, Darth Angrel.
Angrel drew himself up to his full height.
You will, both of you, follow my commands without question or hesitation. I will deal harshly with any deviation from that order. Do you understand?
Angrel had directed the rebuke at both of them, but Malgus understood it to be intended for him.
Yes, Darth Angrel,
they said in unison.
You are servants of the Empire.
Malgus, stewing, said nothing.
Both of you leave me, now,
Angrel said. Still seething, Malgus walked for the door. Adras fell in stride behind him.
Darth Malgus,
Angrel called. Malgus stopped, turned. Adras stopped as well, keeping some space between them.
I know you believe that conflict perfects one's understanding of the Force.
He made Malgus wait a beat before adding,
I will be curious to see if events validate your view.
What events?
Malgus asked, and then understood. Angrel would let Adras make his play for Malgus's role in the hierarchy. He intended to see who would prevail in a conflict between Malgus and Adras, a conflict conducted in the shadows by proxy, according to all the ridiculous political rules of the Sith. Subtle, backhanded conflict was not Malgus's strength. He glared at Adras, who glared back.
That will be all, then,
Angrel said, and Malgus walked toward the doors.
Adras, remain a moment,
Angrel said, and Adras lingered. Malgus looked over his shoulder to see Adras watching him. Malgus walked out of the office alone, the same way he had walked in. He had been made a fool and was being played for Angrel's amusement. Worse, the victory he had so dearly won would be for nothing, a mere lever for the Emperor to wield in peace negotiations. After negotiations were concluded, the Empire would leave Coruscant. In the hall outside, he slammed a fist down on the secretary's desk, putting a crack on the marble top.